Good morning. It's Friday, January the 8th, 2010, and this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast, which is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. We've had a bit of a snowy week. Nick says this is a once in 20 years event. We're on our third day, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up until Monday at least. I've had a few podcasting tips from voice artist Natalie Cooper, for which I'm very grateful. Her website is www.nataliecooper.co.uk, and if you're looking for a warm British voice, she's the person to ask. Anyway, on to the three beautiful things. Not really sure, is it 2010 or 2010? So I haven't quite decided yet, so sorry about the inconsistency there. Saturday, January the 2nd, 2010. Out Shadows, Glaze, and The Dream Awakes. 1. I like a bright New Year's day. The sun gets into dark places and drives away the shadows. 2. To use a pastry brush to slop a milk glaze onto a tray of biscuits. 3. I discover among Nick's Christmas presents a guidebook to our favourite sleeping tentacled horror, Cthulhu. I spend a happy half hour enjoying words like Squamous and Rugose and Tenebrous. The book was a gift from our friend Tim, and Nick and I met at his wedding. Tim's blog is www.heropress.net. And the reason... The thing that impressed Nick about me was that I asked him how to spell Cthulhu while I was signing the guest book. There's a story behind that as well, but I'm not going to recount it here. Sunday, January the 3rd, 2010. Birch, Recycle, and The Walk. A stand of silver birch trees on a bright day in winter. Their white trunks shine in the drab, dead woods. 2. My cousins give me a bowl made from an old record. Amy says it's easy to do. You put the record over a mould and put it in a cool oven and it just falls into place. 3. We go for a walk to see where my uncle pulled a drowning man out of the canal. 4. A boy wading in a frozen pond at the sandpit. His friend, wearing trainers, is overcome by the temptation to follow. My aunt and I throw chunks of ice across the surface to hear the thrumming echo. Monday, January the 4th. Guilty Pleasure, Birch Again, and The Homecoming. 1. My aunt says, "Do you want to go to Hobbycraft?" as if she's suggesting a guilty pleasure to us. 2. More birch trees. Their top branches have been smeared across a landscape of fawn and khaki by an artist's finger covered in burgundy pastel. 3. I come home to Nick and we hug each other so tightly. It was our first night apart since the wedding. Tuesday, January the 5th. Medway Valley, Eye Clinic and Museum. 1. We go by train along the Medway past fields and woods and station platforms dusted with snow. 2. Waiting in the eye clinic, I see people going in, shoulders hunched, feet trailing. I see them coming out, walking tall and smiling. It's a great relief to see Nick emerge, looking relaxed and happy. 3. Since we have to be in Maidstone, we drop into the museum. It's in a Tudor building, mostly mock, with weighty staircases, tiled fireplaces and creaking floors. We don't have time to see it all, so we focus on the dinosaurs. A badger has somehow sneaked into a display of fossil bones set into the floor. And we look at the Queen's own Royal West Kent Regiment Museum. One of the treasures is a soup spoon with a moustache guard. And there's an exhibition of paper cutting. A delicate vine rises from a scalpel-cut roll of wallpaper quite open to the public. Later on, one of the curators tells us that they are amazed and delighted that it has survived this long. Because anyone could, you know, reach out and rip! I've just remembered another beautiful thing. We had to travel over lunch to this hospital appointment, and we took our sandwiches on the train. When we opened the box, the smell of new bread covered the grimy train stink. I hope we didn't make the other passengers feel really hungry. Wednesday, January the 6th. The chore, snow's back, and winter duvet. 1. Nick goes to the supermarket, so I don't have to. 2. While we were watching a documentary on Russian art, the snow returned, silently covering the world an inch deep. We grumble about the inconvenience. We go outside to make footprints in the drive and to marvel at the soft cold. It's a bit like an ex who has hurt you in the past, but they're so cute and so charming that you're always pleased to run into them. 3. We remember that we haven't yet put the winter duvet on the bed. So we do, and it's much cosier now. Before, I just couldn't get warm by myself. I inherited this duvet from my grandmother. Whenever I put it on the bed, I think of her. Thursday, January the 7th. Not going out, ham, and 2 left. 1. I take a few steps on the drive, snow gets in my shoes. I'm glad I don't have to go out again. 2. I come into the kitchen to find Nick glazing a ham. 3. There are 2 biscuits left, and one of them's for you. Friday, January the 8th. On the wire, icicles and the toboggan. 1. I like to see the snow finger deep in all on all the telegraph wires. 2. Icicles hang off the grate covering a raised drain. They look like the bars of a cage for wild iced beasts. 3. A mother pulls her toddler through the snow in one of the green plastic boxes supplied by the council for our paper rubbish. The toddler, in a pink knitted hat, peers over the top, looking very pleased with herself. And that's all. Enjoy your week and look out for your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.